Well, President Trump and the First Lady are heading to Texas tomorrow. They are not expected to visit the areas hardest hit by Harvey in order to avoid disrupting recovery efforts. Meanwhile, this morning, the president approved an emergency declaration in Louisiana. Domenico Montanaro is NPR's lead politics editor and joins us now. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, Jeremy.
And a storm of this kind can be a defining moment for a presidency. How are the president and his team doing so far?
It certainly can. And at this point, the White House and the president are trying to give the impression that his administration is doing everything that they possibly can, supporting local officials, making sure that FEMA is out there. You've heard from the Federal Emergency Management Agency head repeatedly. The real test is going to come for President Trump first tomorrow and whether or not he has the capacity for empathy. There have been lots of bright lights shown on other presidents in the past, from Barack Obama to George W. Bush, whether it was Katrina or Hurricane Sandy or any of the events in the past 20 years or so, where social media has now picked up and become so rapid, where things can get shot around as quickly as they can. So real test for the president. And then secondly, the big test is going to be the cleanup efforts and the continuation of whether or not the government has the capacity for competence and can get Houston and surrounding areas, like the reporter was just talking about, in and around Houston to recover.
Well, and we remember that there were huge fights over emergency funds after Hurricane Katrina in 2005 and Hurricane Sandy in 2012. Trump is going into this, whatever the needs may be and whatever the federal government may be able to provide, with a soured relationship with people in Congress and even the possibility of a government shutdown coming over the president's border wall.
Yeah. Well, but I think that a lot of members of Congress are going to look at this disaster, and usually they come together for this kind of funding. You know, I'm sure there will be people talking about the fact that there were some holdouts who did not want to help in New Jersey, for example. There were some folks who, held up funding for that. There were people who didn't want to help. Remember, there was an earthquake in Virginia that it was in Eric Cantor's district when he was majority leader, and he said that he felt that there needed to be offsets for the funding there. Right when the Tea Party was sort of on its rise and had that libertarian streak of on funding. But I think the majority of members of Congress are on board, obviously, with disaster relief, and that'll probably be somewhat of a unifying thing in funding for Congress. I wonder if it'll help facilitate getting the debt ceiling passed as all part of a package and some of the other more thorny issues dealt with and passed over.
Meanwhile, as the hurricane was slamming into Texas on Friday, there was a lot of news coming out of the White House. The former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was convicted of ignoring a court order to stop racially profiling Latinos. And in response to that pardon, Senator John McCain, who is a Republican, questioned the president's respect for the rule of law. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert was on ABC's This Week yesterday defending that pardon.
Just about every modern president ends up with some controversial pardons, but I think the president's been pretty clear on it, and I certainly don't think it's fair to characterize him as not caring about the rule of law.
Domenico, what impact will this pardon have?
Well, obviously, there's a big Friday dump before a big story with what's been going on with Harvey, and this was a good place to put all of that Friday news, for example. But, you know, I think the bigger potential impact here is what kind of message is Trump sending to Robert Mueller, the head of the special counsel's office for looking into coordination on the Russia investigation into whether or not the Trump campaign colluded in some way with Russian officials. Trump is signaling that if it came down to it, he will pardon whoever is necessary.
So you're saying that this pardon of Joe Arpaio may have had more to do with the Russia investigation?
I don't think it had more to do with the Russia investigation, but I think it does send a signal that he would, if he's willing to use the pardon power in this case, why wouldn't he be willing to use the pardon power in another case with some other allies who may be close to him?
The president is under pressure to decide by next week whether he will continue the Obama administration program that enables the so-called Dreamers, young immigrants brought into the country illegally as children, to remain here legally. Do we have any sense of what he will do?
It's not clear because he's been kind of back and forth on some of this. During the campaign, he called it illegal amnesty. During his presidency, he's been a little less outspoken on it. There is a September 5th deadline from Republican attorneys general, most notably led by Ken Paxton, the attorney general from Texas, and who said that they're going to go forward with a lawsuit or trying to fight this if the president doesn't do something on it. So there are a couple things he could potentially do. He could order a halt that takes place immediately, could be one that goes at a later date. He could ask Congress to try to come up with a fix and try to grandfather in some of these DACA recipients. So it's not totally clear what they're going to do yet. The White House is still unclear about how he will go about it. But it would be fascinating if he decides to leave it in place, because then you're talking about failures on both health care and this piece of immigration, two major GOP wedge issues and things that really fire up the conservative base.
That's NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.